response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I think my husband, Garage Boy, is not being honest with me about something. I don't think he wants to get matching tattoos with me.
Oh, boy. All right.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
It is that time, friends.
So I'm turning to the only people that I can trust in my life.
Oh, boy.
The only ones.
Jess has trust issues. You should know that. It takes a lot.
The girls never lie to me, though. Never have.
That you know of.
And still haven't. No, they won't. No, they're sometimes they're a little too mean to lie. That's, you know what I mean?
They are very honest. Yeah. They are very honest, young ladies. Welcome to Nieces Know Best. Nieces Know Best is a... I want you to think of this as... Remember you used to come home on like Fridays and plop down in front of the TV and watch like Full House or Steve Urkel, Family Matters, or whatever your family sitcom of the week was.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, sure, for the younger generation. It's like that for the radio. But this is starring Jess and her nieces. In case you don't know Jess and nieces, let's do a quick introduction for these ladies.
Yeah, I'm very close to my family. My niece Abby is 13 and then Maya is 10. So I just talk to the girls about different things that are going on in my life. And I need their help to try to like help me figure out if Garage Boy is just like too afraid to be honest with me about something.
I need your advice on figuring this out with your Uncle Gerald. So a while ago, he said that he wanted to get matching tattoos with me. Okay, this was not something that I was forcing on him. He brought it up and he wanted to get our wedding date matching, right? And I'm like, oh my God, that's incredible. Yes. Now, recently, probably like the last 3 weekends, I have brought it up like, hey, should we like get our matching tattoo? And he would say, let's do it next weekend. But he's literally done that 3 different times. So now it's like, are you like lying? Like, do you just not want to get a tattoo? Like, what's the deal? Abby, what do you think that means?
I think you should ask him if he's changed his mind. But I also think that if he did change his mind, maybe you guys could do something different.
Yeah, totally. Maya, what do you think this all means?
If he says, hey, we'll do it next weekend. We'll do it next weekend. For the fourth time, you are going to grab that man by his ear and say, do something matching or else.
I can't force him to get a tattoo with me.
Or else you tattoo him in his sleep.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. Love you.
Love you.
So I'm posting the video right now. I would just like to warn everyone, they also have a lot of other ideas. It included shaving his head and also tattooing his Jess on his head. It got out of line. It got real crazy real fast. We will not ever do any of those things to him, by the way. Never.
Can you back out of a couple's tattoo?
Dude, this is what I'm saying.
I don't think you're allowed to.
No, like, I would just, if he doesn't want to do it anymore, that's fine. But, like, just say that. Don't have it be your idea and then you're down. And now I'm like, okay, well, let's go literally walk to the tattoo shop right now because I will literally do it right now in this very second.
He's like, yeah, yeah, we're
going
to do it.
And he's like, yeah,
just
next
later.
Weekend. It's been next weekend the last 3 weeks in a row, buddy. Just say you don't want to do it.
I'm pretty sure that once you say you want to get a couple's tattoo with somebody, you're not allowed to back out of that because the statement of that alone is like, it's not great, right? It doesn't look good if you're like, yes, like you're it, like we're in, and then like you're like, actually, I'm not into that anymore.
I understand that tattoos can be a little scary, right? It's a permanent thing.
It is.
And like my whole thing with tattoos, tattoos are a hobby for me. I love getting them just for fun. I'm down for the experience, but I can also, I can understand if maybe he's like, actually, maybe I don't want to do that anymore. That's okay. But like, just be honest and say that you don't want to do it anymore. It's okay. Like, I stand in line for roller coasters and back out at the very last
That's
second.
True. Okay.
I resonate
kinda
with
similar,
that. It's okay.
Kind of similar, but different.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
Yeah. Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.